Hey ladies, it's Bridget Todd here. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, "The more MQLs, the better," over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
One of my favorite conversations I've ever had on There Are No Girls on the Internet is with a writer who was targeted and harassed online about how she continues to stay safe while doing visible work on the internet. Without missing a beat, she said, "Anybody worried about online harassment should sign up for Delete Me." I signed up for Delete Me right then and there, and I personally recommend it to anyone. Sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. Now at a special discount for our listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/nogirls and use promo code NOGIRLS at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/nogirls and enter code NOGIRLS at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/nogirls, code NOGIRLS.
There Are No Girls on the Internet is a production of iHeartRadio and Unbossed Creative. I'm Bridget Todd, and this is There Are No Girls on the Internet. So as y'all probably know, on this podcast, we cover a lot of issues related to harassment of marginalized people online. And I think I've alluded to this, but I feel very strongly that the harassment of marginalized people, and particularly Black women and women of color, is basically baked into our current social media platforms. You know, it's not a bug, it's a feature. And I also think it has a lot to do with our current social and political landscape. I think a lot of the awful stuff that we're seeing right now that we've talked about on the podcast, you know, stuff like school teachers being attacked and smeared as groomers, or election workers and poll workers being attacked and threatened and accused of vote tampering, or women who want to run for public office being physically threatened and doxxed, I think a lot of this stuff really originated with attacks on Black women online. And because nobody with the power to do anything actually listened or took any kind of meaningful action when it was happening to those women, now those kinds of things are happening to all of us. And it is not great. You know, it's not great for the ability to have meaningful discourse about some of the issues that we actually do need to have meaningful conversations about to move forward on. It's not great for women and people of color and queer folks and trans folks who just want to be involved in civic life or public life by being a teacher, running for office, becoming a journalist, working as an election worker, or even just expressing themselves politically online. And it's not great for our democracy when everybody is not able to meaningfully and safely participate in civic life on our biggest social media platforms and communication platforms. I would argue that we do not have a healthy, functional democracy. Like, people's ability to do that is a tenet of having a healthy democracy. So I am fully aware that I sound like I am ranting, but I really do firmly believe that the harassment of women online is deeply connected to the downfall of our democracy. So I have partnered with Cool Zone Media, the team who brought you great podcasts like Behind the Bastards with Robert Evans and Cool People Who Did Cool Stuff with Margaret Killjoy, and many, many others like Too Many to Name, to make a new podcast exploring this very connection, the connection between online violence and harassment of Black women and our crumbling democracy. The podcast is called Internet Hate Machine. You know, cue the Nine Inch Nails here. Internet Hate Machine is a podcast that will chronicle the stories of women who have been targeted, harassed, and attacked online, why, and what it means for the rest of us. Because I think that there is this misconception that when someone is harassed online, it's individual. And it absolutely is individual. Like, there's individual and personal consequences for these women who are attacked, but it's also systemic, it's also institutional, and it also creates really big consequences for all of us. So you might be wondering, you know, if you talk about some of these issues on There Are No Girls on the Internet, why are you doing a brand new podcast specifically to explore online harassment? And the answer to that question is kind of tricky, but it really comes down to something that I discussed with internet historian Claire Evans on the very first ever episode of There Are No Girls on the Internet, which is that women and queer folks and Black folks and trans folks and all of us, we deserve monuments to all the amazing stuff that we have done online. Claire Evans basically wrote the book on the internet and women and technology called Broadband, where she chronicles women's contributions to the internet from the very beginning. And this fascinating history actually stops when Gamergate begins. And I asked her why. Here's what she said.
Yeah, it's interesting that you bring that up. In researching for this podcast and sort of putting together what this podcast will look like, I've been sort of really bummed out by the fact that so many of the episode or topics, ideas that I come up with are about women being harassed and like how women are fighting online. And, you know, it is an aspect to what it means to show up as a marginalized person online. It's just a reality. But it's difficult because I feel like I want to build a monument to the way that women and other marginalized communities are using the internet. And it sucks that it has to be so reactionary. And I guess my question is, was there a tension in the book about that? Like, do you feel a tension between wanting to tell the full scope of the story of women online and having to include, I mean, I know that you include Gamergate, but things like Me Too, you know, things about like women being harassed and fighting back, or do you want to build a monument to just that celebrates and affirms how women have built online? And is there a tension there? Because I've certainly felt a tension.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that. I mean, I kind of made a choice that I didn't want my book to be about fighting back against the trolls. I wanted my book to be, you know, a showcase for all the amazing things that people accomplished despite the fact, you know, that they had to fight against the trolls or whatever their circumstances were. You know, I think I'm kind of was able to cop out from that a little bit because my book ends basically at the collapse of the dot-com bubble. And I'm not saying that harassment didn't exist before then, it certainly did. But, you know, things like Gamergate, the Me Too movement, the sort of larger conversations that are happening as like a consequence of systemic sexism in the tech industry and in the world, you know, sort of became much, much uglier more recently. And but I don't know, I have this mantra that is like, don't fight the darkness, bring the light and the darkness will disappear. And I think that, I don't know, I think people need to see how much light there really has been and how many fascinating, beautiful, interesting, you know, dynamic contributions have been made by women and, you know, throughout history. And that it's not always about being a victim. I don't want to always have that. I don't want that to be like a core part of the identity of the characters that I profile in the book, because they're all tough as nails and super interesting and hardworking and have done great things in this world. And maybe people didn't believe in them at the right time, or maybe people have forgotten some of their contributions, but that doesn't make them any less incredible.
So like Claire, I hate the idea of only defining and talking about what we have done in opposition to the people who hate us. You know, we deserve spaces that center our accomplishments, our conversations, and our work, not just the fights and the struggles and the traumas. even though, yes, I am fully aware that There Are No Girls on the Internet sometimes gets into that territory too. It's inevitable. Like, our last episode was definitely about child abuse and dark stuff regarding children on the internet. Yes, it is inevitable. But I'm not going to lie, you know, it is something that I have really struggled with in putting this podcast together. You know, I don't want to be the person that bums everybody out every week just by talking about dark stuff lurking on the internet. But I also don't want to completely ignore it, because that is also part of the story. It's part of the way that marginalized people have to show up online, you know, the good and the bad of the internet. And I want to tell the full, honest story. And trust me, there are times when I am craving escapism just as much as I'm sure that you are. You can probably hear it in some of the episodes that we've done. So it is something that I struggle with. And honestly, I would welcome any feedback about the balance that I'm striving for. You know, I've had people tell me, one day you're talking about something really dark on the internet, someone who's been harassed or attacked, and the next week you're talking about like how much you love the X-Files. So yes, I get it. And anyway, all of that is to say that I am starting Internet Hate Machine, a totally new podcast, to really have a place to dig into all of that. Because as I said at the top, I do believe the consequences are really important for all of us. I think the health and safety of our internet and our democracy depends on having honest conversations about what's already happened, who was harmed, and how, and most importantly, what needs to be done about it. So I will be digging into all of that on the new podcast, Internet Hate Machine, and I hope that you'll check it out. Internet Hate Machine drops on October 26th. You can find it on all of the normal podcast platforms. Like, if you're listening to this, you probably know where to find it. I think I'm supposed to say Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you know, you know where to find a podcast. Or this is a podcast, you found this, you know where to go. And I hope that you'll listen and subscribe. And here is the trailer for my new podcast with Cool Zone Media, Internet Hate Machine. So if you were online in 2014, you're probably familiar with Gamergate, where a lot of men who were supposedly big mad about, quote, ethics in video game journalism, harassed women on the internet. It was awful, and it rightly got a lot of coverage from the tech press. But a lot of people, even people who were very online, might not know that it was Black women who were attacked by the very same people using the very same tactic as Gamergate years earlier. Only when those women spoke up about it, the people with the power to do something pretty much ignored them. And I'd also be willing to bet that even less people know that the kinds of online harassment and deceptive accounts that those women were reporting would go on to be the very same tactics that a 2019 Senate inquiry confirmed were used by Russian assets to disrupt the 2016 election. So there's a pretty clear through line from ignoring Black women when they speak up about the harassment they face on the internet, and pretty important stuff, like, I don't know, the security of our elections. So what if someone with the power to do something had just listened to Black women when they reported what was going on years earlier? I'm Bridget Todd, and I make podcasts about the internet, specifically the way that women, people of color, LGBTQ folks, and other marginalized identities show up to do cool stuff on the internet. But I am sad to say that as true as it is that traditionally marginalized people do a lot of the coolest stuff online, it's also true that those same people are targeted online in really scary ways. And when it happens, it can feel like it just goes overlooked. We don't really get the opportunity to learn from it or take anything away from it. And as the internet often does, everyone just moves on. And I don't like that. So on my new podcast, Internet Hate Machine, I'm trying to right that wrong. We'll be telling the stories of women who were harassed online, how it happened, why it happened, and what it all means for the rest of us. Because these kinds of attacks threaten our democracy. They keep marginalized people from doing things like running for office or just participating in civic and public life. And they threaten our ability to have meaningful discourse and make any progress on some of the big issues facing us today. And what's worse, this kind of thing has been steadily creeping from the computer screen into our wider political and social landscape. On the new podcast, Internet Hate Machine, I'll be charting how the harassment and abuse of women and other traditionally marginalized people online has led us to our current political hellscape and what we can do about it. Listen to Internet Hate Machine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, ladies, it's Bridget Todd here. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. during High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.